This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Tired of Trump already. Broadcasters like CNN and others report record profits this year because audiences were eating up news of Trump like it was candy. Some newspapers and magazines are reporting surges of subscribers as readers struggle to keep up with the shenanigans and machinations of Trump transition in the world to come. The volume of news and views on social media on the back and forth of Trump world are climbing. I thought media personalities like Trump thought seriously about things like overexposure. I have to admit, I'm already just plain tired of Trump, and he hasn't even moved into Pennsylvania Avenue yet. It's all just too much, and it's not just him, it's the whole family, geez. People bidding $60,000 to charities for coffee with daughter Ivanka. Listening to the radio on my way home the other night, I heard about some kind of a guns and gold fundraiser ostensibly for conservation causes that featured hunting and fishing with Donald Jr. and Eric for days on end, a few ponying up a half million or a full million. Both events were canceled with the usual uh-ohs, but here in the no-boundary land we're entering, there's simply no moral compass that seems to help this tribe avoid a mess and force the rest of us to have to endure wallowing through it with them. Much of it is like that, just plain silly. One day we have to read that Trump and his entourage may stay at his new Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. before he moves into the White House and paints all of the rooms gold. Later, as people finally say, no, he'll stay at Blair House like all the rest of them did when they start moving to town. We have to hear whether he likes the way Alec Baldwin satirizes him on Saturday Night Live with a tangerine wig and puffs in his speech in a lumbering walk. Trump tweets about this, of course. He's unhappy. He says it's sad. Hey, it's Saturday Night Live. Really? Are we supposed to care? I'm so sick of reading about Trump that I've started to think it's strategic. He's deliberately trying to wear us all down while he's worn me out. I'm becoming paranoid. I think he wants us to finally say enough and throw the papers down and turn off the radio and television so he can do whatever he damn well pleases, however he pleases. He wants to bore us to the point we just let all this little stuff go. He wants us to skip over the constant concerns about ethics, his children, his business hijinks, and everything else. He wants us to enter a personal triaging of sorts where we classify this as all small fry and just concentrate on whether or not he gives the country away to Russia or goes to war with China, heats up the planet, deports millions, sells branding rights to the White House and Air Force One, and, you know, ends democracy in America as we know it. This is going to be a very long 4 years, and I have to admit, I'm already burned out on Trump, and the clock hasn't even started ticking off the time yet. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.